Federal Indigenous Services Minister Mark Miller has announced funding for First Nations youth mental wellness. A number of First Nations in Saskatchewan, including Maqua, Sagahagan, and Fond du Lac, have been dealing with youth suicides recently. The Federation of Sovereign Indigenous Nations has also highlighted youth suicide as a major issue facing its member communities. The $2.5 million will go toward the delivery of mental wellness services and prevention programming that is holistic. It'll be distributed over 2 years. The Métis Nation, Saskatchewan, and the province have signed a Memorandum of Understanding on traditional harvesting rights. The MOU builds upon a previous agreement signed between the two parties in 2010. MNS President Glenn McCollum says agreements such as this one are all about relationship building.
So there's a lot of things that can happen from an MOU. It's a matter of being aggressive and knowing what you're talking about, but more importantly, to be able to respect and understand each other in regards to where we want to go.
The MOU was signed yesterday in Saskatoon. The grand opening of a new Early Years Family Resource Center was held yesterday in LaRonge. This past spring, $1.5 million was announced through the Canada-Saskatchewan Early Learning and Child Care Agreement to create several of the centers around the province. Ministry of Education Northern Education Advisor Thomas Scherzitsky says the programs offered are for children prenatal to age 5.
It's not an exclusive family resource center. It caters to the families that require those supports and those different groups that are present at the family resource center itself.
Scherzitsky says the center will provide things like parenting support, early learning, and literacy programs. The Dakota Dunes Community Development Corporation is making a $100,000 donation to Saskatoon Stars Air Ambulance. The money will go toward equipment and training. The Community Development Corporation is a nonprofit agency overseen by the Saskatoon Tribal Council. STARS provides emergency services across the province. Rewards worth $50,000 each have been renewed in two Regina cold cases. Police say they continue to investigate the disappearance of Tamara Keepness, who was 5 when she vanished from her home more than 15 years ago. They also continue to work on a triple homicide involving a refugee family found slain in their home in August 2010. Police say the cases remain a priority, and anyone who may have information is urged to come forward. A 60-year-old man has died after a house fire in southeastern Saskatchewan. The blaze in the town of Arcola was reported shortly after 7 a.m. yesterday. Emergency crews found the man inside the home. The provincial fire examiner and members of the Yorkton RCMP detachment continue the investigation. Police say there's no reason to suspect the fire is suspicious. A Regina man convicted of sexually assaulting a woman he met through an online dating service has been sentenced to 3 years in prison. Julian Nkdima was sentenced yesterday. The Crown wanted a 5-year term, while the defense had asked for 3 years. Prosecutor Randine Zelke spoke to reporters outside the courthouse.
The sentence was less than we asked for. We asked for a sentence of 5 years that we thought was warranted in this case, given the circumstances, and we believed that there were sufficient aggravating factors and case law supporting our position, but clearly the judge went with the defense's position.
Nkdima met women through the dating website Plenty of Fish. The assault happened in March 2016. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says he's not convinced decriminalizing hard drugs is the answer to the country's opioid epidemic. But Trudeau also notes that he was once against decriminalizing marijuana, which his Liberal government did just over a year ago.
You know that I was absolutely opposed to decriminalization of marijuana for many years and opposed to legalization. I am now opposed to decriminalization of hard drugs.
Trudeau says tackling the epidemic requires a complex solution and not simply decriminalizing opioids. The Supreme Court of Canada has decided the Toronto-born sons of Russian spies are actually Canadian citizens. Reporter Terry Pedwell says the High Court upholds a federal court of appeal ruling that affirmed the citizenship of Alexander and Timothy Vavilov.
The Vavilov brothers were born in the 1990s to parents using the aliases Donald Heathfield and Tracy Ann Foley. The parents were arrested 9 years ago in the U.S. for conspiring to act as secret agents on behalf of Moscow. A registrar had concluded in 2014 that the parents were employees of a foreign government while Russian spies, meaning their children could not be Canadian citizens, a decision that touched off the court battle.
The Vavilov's parents were arrested 9 years ago in the United States for acting as secret agents for Russia.